What's up, guys? Welcome back to Lockdown Universe. I just wanted to get this podcast started off with an offer for our small business sponsorship. We're getting thousands upon thousands of downloads, and it's really going great, and I wanted to thank you guys for that. If you want to sponsor your business, we're offering a small business partnership where you can get it started for as low as $50 and be heard around the world with all of our thousands upon thousands of listeners each week. Please contact me at Lockdown Universe at Facebook. Just send me a message or hit us up at lockdownuniverse@gmail.com and we'll get you started. You can get started for as little as $50. So hit us up right away and get in at the ground floor. Now let's go to the podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, home of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and lore. And we are coming back with a part three to the holographic historical room located in the base underneath the Busege Mountains. And we are going to talk about what our whistleblower found in the projection room. So I'm just going to jump right back in and continue from part two. If you haven't heard part two or part one, just go back and listen to those. I'm going to get right into it. So last we heard, our whistleblower was in a room with holographic tables that were allowing him to touch them in different ways and in different patterns to give him different information. So we have our whistleblower, and then we have his accomplice. His name was Cesar, or Cesar, I'm not sure how to pronounce it correctly, but it's C-E-Z-Z-A-R, and the two of them are in this projection room. Now, in this projection room, it is also guarded by military, so there's two military men at each humongous hallway leading into this projection room. Okay, so that's where we're at in the story. So our whistleblower, he has no name, continues to investigate each table within this room. So he's moving on to the next table. And the projections that he received from this next table were projections from physics, cosmology, astronomy, architecture, technology, religion, and a domain representing the characteristics of several races of intelligent beings that did not look human. Okay, so a domain representing characteristics of several races of intelligent beings that did not look human. So this is, obviously a very interesting portion of the story. So he stated, "I quickly understood the information was so vast that many groups of researchers needed several years to study it continuously without fear of finishing it. So everything seemed to be a great library of the universe, brilliantly synthesized by some enigmatic civilization that was extremely advanced technically and spiritually." So he states, "Then he went towards the center of the room where a 2.5 meter high platform stood, and there were 5 steps to ease the access to the service. So the whole building was made of the same material that could be found in this big gallery, and he climbed the stairs along with Cesar to reach a device that looked like a shielded circle, a shielded circular cabin that was made of transparent material. So a shielded circular cabin that was made of a transparent material. It was 3.5 meters high by 1.5 meters wide, and he stated that half of the cylinder was had several complicated installations inside, and that it bulged out from the wall a third of the way up from the base with some metal wires and sensors that were placed higher up. He stated that we've come to the conclusion, Cesar stated, that we've come to the conclusion that this represents a mental emission installation. He states that we believe it's a possible thought amplifier or a mind machine. So that's what they believe this installation was. So our whistleblower states, do you know what the purpose of this installation was used for? Because he stated, I think it was very important since it's in the middle of the room. And he states, that's true, but we don't know its true use yet. He stated it's likely that the person who connected to the inside of the cylinder was capable of controlling great mental energies and conducting them correspondingly. but it's impossible for them to know what the point of this installation was, this tower-like pedestal in the middle of the room, was actually for. So they stated once they got off and went further on, they left it behind, and about 15 meters away, he saw what looked like a control panel. He stated it was not very big. It was about 1 meter, and it had a central leg coming out of the floor. He stated he could not see very well, and at the top of it was very high, like all the other objects in the room. It was just a bit above his head. He stated that it had a red button that was square right in the middle, and the so-called button had a series of complicated signs and writing around it, and it was the only area on the board that contained such a sign. Cesar asked him not to touch anything on the button. He did suggest passing the palm of his hand over the square that contained the button, and he did what he asked, and right away a huge holographic image appeared right in front of him, about 2 meters away from the board, and it represented Earth viewed from about 25 kilometers away in the atmosphere. He stated when he touched it, or he stated he was touched when he recognized the Carpathian mountain chain and its specific curve, and he was surprised to notice a huge flow of quantities of water headed towards the plains and the fields until eventually the ground became clear. Then the projection of the silver square with the big red button on it overlapped the holographic image. The button blinked alternatively while the signs on the signals on the side changed fast with varying colors. So what he was seeing was some period of time where the whole of Romania basically became a new sea, and you could see only mountaintops and small pieces of land like islands. And in that moment, the projection of the red button square settled on the image of the hologram without blinking. So he started to realize that he was seeing time moving fast throughout this event. So that the red button really was kind of like a guiding point of where he was in the time period. But he mentioned to Cesar that he was upset that they didn't leave them an instruction booklet, did they? He stated to Cesar. And he stated the procedure is similar for all the other buttons and commands on the board, but he particularly wanted to see what could happen when the red button was touched. Apparently, however, there was a security system. So that's kind of where they left it. They went back towards the T-shaped tables, which were the tables that he was originally involved with. And he stated that he was given a brief rendition holographically of our ancient past. It included information concerning the hidden origin of mankind. He stated he clearly realized the mistake of Darwin's theory of evolution, and it had a fundamental error that was not enforced in our standard education. He stated precise elements happened on Earth so long ago, elements that he saw rendered in exceptionally intelligent and profoundly intuitive synthesis, that his legs sank underneath him with emotion, and he kneeled as he watched the true images of the most important events of man's history, including our real origin, which creates so many disputes to this day. He states, unfortunately, since he was bound to top secret mutual agreement between Romania and the United States, that he cannot write about the true origins of man, but as a lot of us ufologists have been following, you know, we know that we've been subject to a lot of DNA manipulation and changes throughout time, so we can kind of figure out kind of where we came from. that we're probably part of another species that came here, and that we've been manipulated with DNA from a few different species to try to be part of some celestial laboratory experiment, apparently. But going back to our whistleblower, he states that he believes, according to what he saw, 90% of what we officially know today as the history of humankind is basically fabricated, and that he states that he was able to see a lot of the truth in these holographic depictions. Now, what he was able to state was that the time period covered by these holograms was so huge that it were several hundreds of thousands of years. And he stated that the key was to follow the holographic projection from beginning to end to calculate how many Platonic years were marked out. He stated that Platonic years are about 26,000 years each. I'm not a scientist, but this is what he's stating. So he estimated that the construction of this facility underneath the Busege Mountains was approximately 50,000 to 55,000 years old, and that the image in the great gallery of the main room that was projected, and all the objects that they found with them, having a background in the position of constellations towards Earth, and how the images presented themselves, gave him that estimation that it was about 50,000 to 55,000 years old of a installation. He goes on to state that he was able to see a holographic projection of the past of humankind, starting from its origins all the way up until the moment that this construction of this facility was done. He also saw projections presenting the main historical aspects of evolution of different races on our planet up to the 5th century AD. He states that meant either that the giants who built this structure inside the mountain were good masters of accessing the time cliches, and this is what basically looked to be true for him. I'm not sure what time cliches are, but that's what he's stating. He stated that they mysteriously updated the source of the holographic information after that. And apparently the last such update took place around 500 AD. So no one knew, however, the reason why the historical information stopped at this time. So maybe there was like some conflictual information going on at this point. But what's interesting is he talks about multiple different races being on the planet, and that they had a lot of their history in these databases. He stated that he was also able to see a lot of the dramatic, very important pieces of human history, like Jesus and his crucifixion. He was able to see that in the projections, the crucifixion on the hill. He stated that the hologram also gave sequential pieces of information about the lives and spiritual missions of certain exceptional persons who possessed amazing divine gifts, that these persons were from ancient past, and they'd been given great deeds of spiritual reformation, and these people lived 18,000 to 20,000 years ago, so we know nothing about them. However, these holographic projections were able to give him this information. He stated that back during the time of these spiritual reformers, the social system and distribution of the people on the whole planet was completely different to what we know as of today, and that archaeologists should strongly reconsider their ideas and conceptions about those times. So in wrapping up, you know, I gave you guys a lot of information here, and I kind of read a lot of it verbatim. What I like to do is kind of give you guys a summary of, you know, my thoughts, and give you a summary of kind of what we went over. So the summary that he talks about, he actually gives a summary at the beginning of this, that the information that he gave was that there was four primary tunnels and further sub-tunnels that led underground to different locations around the world. These tunnels, you would find rooms, huge rooms with huge tables and stone chairs for much taller people than us to sit at. The projection room contained history of all of our history as well as alien history, and it can be replayed visually. There was a table where you can perform holographic experiments with DNA, mix and match anything you wanted to, and see what the results would be. The conclusions were that they came to the fact that these rooms were at least 50,000 years old, and they were connected to each other and protected by an energy source. And we talked about that earlier in the first episode, how some of the rooms were protected by an energy source that they couldn't get through at first. There was some barrier there, and for whatever reason, the barrier or the veil was lifted. They still are trying to figure out what and why the veil was lifted so they could enter certain rooms. It could be that they were able to, that the technology was able to read individuals, and that certain individuals they would allow in based on their conscious capability, what their thought processes were, what their patterns were, whether or not they were good people, whether or not they're people they wanted to have this information and could be trusted with the information. Who knows? This technology is so highly advanced, it's only speculation. They gave the locations, that there was a location near the Sphinx in Egypt, one in Baghdad, one in Mount Kailash in Tibet, in the Busegi Mountains in Romania, and of course in Antarctica, as well as the Gobi Plateau in Mongolia. And so we have a lot of information here. My fascination comes in with the tables. I mean, like anybody, right? Like all of you guys. The fascination comes in with these tables. What can we do with them? What kind of experiments can we run? What information can we learn from? And, you know, I think that's what everybody wants to know. What can we gain from this technology? And it seems that this technology is able to mix and match DNA and give us an outcome of it. Now, are the tables able to actually do this process? Are they able to take the DNA and complete the process for us? Or is it just kind of a library? You know, could this have been a laboratory as well? We just don't know. But what's fascinating is, if it's true, if this whole story is true, then we're going to get into this new age of what I talked about in another podcast, of people being able to get these new characteristics now, to be able to get intelligence characteristics, physical characteristics, and basically develop their children or you know, an individual or themselves with characteristics. Maybe it's possible to have physical characteristics change as you're an adult and change yourself. I mean, the possibilities are endless given this technology that it is as described. So, you know, what do you guys think? You know, what would you do? What would you change? What kind of technology or advancements in society could we have from this kind of technology? The possibilities are endless, and that's what's fascinating about this story. And I've never heard this story before, but, you know, the more and more episodes I put out, the more people send me information, they send me different stories or links to stories, and this is a link to a story. If you guys do want to read up more on the story, feel free. The article is at hiddenfromhumanity.com. If you type that into Google and then you type in Busegi Mountains, you're going to be able to find this information and a lot more than what I gave to you. So feel free to look it up. There's people that did, expeditions to this location, and I got some more information and put it on here. And there's more and more information than I gave in the podcast, but nonetheless, feel free to look at it. You know, I don't want you guys to think I'm making stuff up. I want you guys to see that it, you know, came from a real source, and it's fascinating. It's really, really fascinating. So I am glad you guys came along on this 3-episode journey. I know it was a long one, but maybe it's not that long because I tried to keep them to 15 minutes. So you could probably have listened to all three podcasts in one sitting, or you could have listened to them in a 3-day span. Anyway, I want to move on to a new subject. I've given this one 3 episodes, so I want to move on and finish it up. So hopefully you enjoyed some of the information that I gave to you. Again, I try to keep it short and concise. Hopefully you guys are taking care of your physical, emotional, spiritual health, focusing on your hobbies and your goals and your dreams, and always questioning the universe around you. Thanks for joining me on this journey, and we'll see you soon. Take care.